Davis. They're letting the kids out of school because it's too warm. Well, ain't that something? This is Mark, the Freedom Poet, sitting in for Scott Hannon. He'll be along at 9 o'clock with Steve Bakken to do What's on Your Mind together. Probably be talking about this front page story that several Fargo schools shutting down the next few days because it's too hot for the kiddies. I remember a pivot point in my life. I was in a non-air-conditioned science lab cutting up some frogs in Texas one summer day at summer school. I was planning on being a doctor, and I was in there cutting up this frog. It was over 100 degrees, no air conditioning, and I was watching the children outside playing tennis. And that was the moment I quit. I quit pre-med. That was it. It was a hot day, no air conditioning, and I was no longer a doctor. All my life I was supposed to be, my dad had been a doctor, and it was kind of my plan to be a doctor, and that was the end of that. But seriously, how do you feel about that? Shutting down schools because it's too warm? I mean, we suffered through that. There was no such thing as air conditioning when we were youths. So if you have a thought about that, call 855-217-76. We can talk about that. Anyway, another striking news story here. 81 people fall ill in Minneapolis. They were at an Ecuadorian festival, and they were served what the police called unapproved and mishandled food. It was guinea pigs. 81 people got salmonella, and Nieves Rivers could face fines and other sanctions for what he has done. Sounds like the Nazi story keeps growing. Leaf, the Nazi or Mr. Cobb or whoever it was, lost his job. And the Ohio student said racist campus postings a joke to provoke reaction. Do you think this is a joke? An Oberlin College student acknowledged posting anti-Islamic flyers and racist cards around the campus of the historically liberal Ohio University this year. He just meant a joke to provoke reaction. The student took credit for display of a large Nazi flag, which he said he meant as a joke in posting the face of Oberlin's president onto a picture of Adolf Hitler, according to the statements contained in an Oberlin City Police report. The student, detained after allegedly being seen posting some of these flyers in the college's science center, denied involvement in other earlier racist postings and said he was trying to show people it overreacted. Well, anyway, I put out the flyers to get a reaction. Series of postings and incidents over the winter caused an uproar at Oberlin. Black History Month posters were defaced, whites-only sign placed above a water fountain. You know, I went to Texas Lutheran College. I got off the bus January of 1964, and there was white water fountain, colored water fountain, men bathroom, women bathroom, and colored bathrooms. And I had grown up in northwestern Minnesota, and I couldn't even imagine. I was shocked. Just a few years later, the civil rights movement came to fruition. Martin Luther King had a dream 50 years ago or so, propelled the final evolution of the Declaration of Independence that went through the Civil War and went through, a lot of people will say, women's voting rights, and then finally the civil rights were. The playing field was made equal as possible. So we're moving towards that whole thing. Sounds like Syria is getting really hopped up. The reaction to the chemical attack, which is even the French people say is more and more for sure that it really happened. And the Russians want us to settle down and make sure we look at the evidence, are saying that Syria has been very, very nice and cooperative to let the United Nations people in there to see if it really is chemical weapons. But, you know, you saw those horrific pictures of all the people lined up dead of all ages, and just horrible. Yes, Russia says show prudence. So this is a very interesting conflict, a challenge. Also, Iran is saying, be careful. This is big deal stuff. Be interesting to see how Obama handles this whole thing, because there's just virtually no doubt that massive, massive chemical weaponry was employed on the people of Syria. Pretty awful, pretty serious. Tropical storm Ferdinand forms off of Mexico's coast. I think this is very, very interesting, folks. Here we are absolutely on the edge of September. And how many hurricanes have we had? How many, you know, see, hurricanes is a symptom of global baloney. Oh, excuse me, global warming. A massive increase in water temperature and the, of course, because all of the ice caps have melted, New York City should be underwater by now. But Tropical Storm Ferdinand has formed off Mexico's Gulf Coast and is expected to make landfall today. And let's see, is it 200 miles an hour? No, 45 miles an hour. You know, you can just have that as prevailing winds in Amarillo, and they don't call that any kind of calamity. Folks, doesn't it kind of bother you that we've been so tricked by people clearly that want to take away our economic advantage of energy independence with baloney about global warming that we can't possibly do anything about, especially with China and, yeah, Russia, India, spewing hydrocarbons massively into the atmosphere, some idea that little America, as far as relative percentage of land mass, if we cripple our industry, shut down our coal industry at the same time that Russia's adding a new coal plant a week, how does anyone possibly think that's going to save the world from these massive 45-mile-an-hour hurricanes? I mean, it's pretty, pretty lame. So anyway, but it's more serious than that, because systematic dishonesty to have a pretext, an excuse for taking away our freedom. It's just not right. Just not right. And it's just one of many of the pattern of dishonesty that's come from so many liberals. But we see it centralized in Benghazi Obama, IRS Obama, Imperial Obama, and Coburn says impeachable Obama. More and more people are saying impeachment, and we need to do it, folks. We need to do it so people can learn how it works, and there is absolute grounds. At the first Freedom Club meeting, which is going to be on the 16th of September at Pizza Ranch in Fargo, I will have articles of impeachment for people's perusal, nice and clear and concise and clean and very constitutional, and especially with an eye to what our founding fathers meant. Anyway, they're going to have some teachers in studio on what's on your mind. Scott and Steve are going to really take a hard look at the new school year. And now that it's truncated by the high temperatures and the school shut down in Fargo, I think that'll be a topic. Their number is 701-258-0550. That's going to be the call-in. And, you know, this is the number one call-in show in North Dakota. It's on all those stations, Bismarck's, K-Fire, and Dickinson, Minot, Tioga, here at the Flag, AM 1100, the Flag. It's just an amazing talk show, and they're just lined up. Plus, they have good guests on there all the time. Kramer every Wednesday. So that's getting to be pretty interesting. Now, there's a needle exchange program for drug users congregating in downtown Duluth. Isn't that wonderful? Anyway, a needle exchange. We don't want to have heroin addicts and crack addicts to have dirty needles, do we? No. We've got to be considerate. And now, we have found out that Obama won't visit North Dakota. The oil boom taking over western North Dakota and transforming America's energy landscape has prompted visits from people from Germany, Turkey, Japan, Dubai. President Obama, however, has not visited the state since moving into the White House, although he did drop in twice during the campaign. Senator Heitkamp has a goal to change that, and she talked to Obama earlier this year if he would visit. So anyway, going to have Steve Bakken with me after a brief timeout to talk about what's going to be going on What's on Your Mind. And so please stay with us in this little preview show. After that, I'll take a look at some sports, and we'll wrap her up and start our day. Happy August 26th.
This is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Now a word about agriculture from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Did you know agriculture's direct contribution to North Dakota's economy every year is about $6 billion? Ag represents close to a quarter of our state's economic base, employs approximately 25% of the state's workforce. Agriculture is North Dakota's economic engine, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is agriculture's best advocate. Farm Bureau understands how a strong ag sector helps keep our state strong. But we're about more than agriculture. We're about those things that are important to all North Dakotans. A strong, growing, vibrant economy, good schools, safe communities, and keeping more of our hard-earned money in our own pockets. Farm Bureau members know the organization is not only working for them on important issues in Bismarck and Washington, D.C., but helping them save a few bucks on everything from new and used vehicles to prescription drugs. Find out more about the organization by going online to ndfb.org. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau website, ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. That's agriculture. And that's the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Everybody, happy August 26th. Sunny day, chances of showers tonight as much as 40%, even this afternoon. Perhaps more tonight in our area, in the Fargo area. How's it looking over there in Bismarck, Mr. Steve Bakken?
A little overcast. We're going to get up to about 91 this afternoon, but starting tomorrow, it's summer. Not a good time to be in school if you're a kid, I guess.
Well, that's what they thought here in Fargo, and they're letting the kids go play in the water.
Ah, that's a good thing. Now, do they use those as snow days?
I don't. only if they put some ice cubes in the tub.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. I suppose it's the same kind of a thing. So. And well, you got a little bit of a summer cold, huh?
I have pneumonia, actually.
Oh, yikes.
I'm not a big fan of air conditioning. And my landlord had turned the air conditioning on a week ago last Friday when it started to get warm. And I didn't realize the vent was open over my bed until it was too late. And
oh.
Wound up with a case of walking pneumonia.
That's tough.
I am here, though. Now, it was kind of normal or nuts last Friday. Should I have been working? Probably not.
A little better today?
Yeah, getting there. A good doctor with lots of meds do wonderful things.
Well, you're going to have a What's On Your Mind show in spite of yourself, and Scott will be joining you. What are the hot topics you're going to be broaching today? And I know you've got a few guests like teachers and stuff.
Well, of course, that's first and foremost the topic. The group of parents that want to make sure that school doesn't start until after Labor Day. We're going to talk about that, and I think it's rather timely considering what we're having weather-wise here this week in Bismarck and across most of North Dakota. Look at Fargo and around there, what they're doing with the schools, closing some schools, three schools later this week, or actually this week, today through Wednesday, due to anticipated high temperatures. If the weather pattern holds like it's supposed to, they might wind up closing the rest of the week. It might be warmer Thursday and Friday.
Well, then I think
that's a valid point. The one thing I'd be leery of, though, is making school go after Memorial Weekend, because that's the start of summer. People forget we're an agrarian economy, and a lot of farms and ranches rely on those kids out of school to help on the farm. Yeah, that was a big dust-up not too long ago with the child labor laws and how that applied to farm. And the feds tried running some different labor laws down the throats of agriculture. That was a huge dust-up. Kids that grow up on a farm or a ranch need to work on a farm or a ranch.
And another thing is, how many days of the year do they really need air conditioning if they start after Labor Day? Because this is really the last... Rarely this far north does it get in the 90s in September. I bet you could count the days on one foot.
Well, the biggest thing is it's a day or two here or there. Usually it's an afternoon. And I remember those days when I was in elementary school. You didn't have to worry about it in middle school too much, but mostly the elementary schools don't have the infrastructure for having air conditioning, nor should they. Horrible waste of money, because it's something that really shouldn't be needed. Unless it's a school that they're using for summer school classes. But how productive is it to be in class laying low with the lights off because it's too warm in school? That's not a good learning situation for kids, and I really question what kids actually learn on days like that. But I remember days when teachers would shut the lights off and you'd lay your head on the desk for a while, maybe they'd throw a movie in or a film strip or... Ooh, film strip. I'm dating myself there now. All right, everybody raise your hand if you know what a film strip is, if you're under the age of 30. But that's what they do. It's probably not the best productive use of time in an educational setting in a classroom.
Well, I remember I had a creative teacher, just a lovely teacher, that we had a hot day and marched us out all out. We had our reading class under a tree, and I thought, hot day, and I think kids should be outside. They can learn outside.
Oh, absolutely. I had a couple teachers that did that, but at a certain point, if it's 95 degrees, are you going to bring first or second or third graders out into those kind of temperatures for a couple hours? Probably not. Probably not the best idea.
Well, if you have some nice trees, it's pretty nice. Or you could put a sprinkler on them.
Oh, now the kids would like that. Hey, there you go. Just send a note home to the parents. All the kids can wear swimsuits to.
See? And then they could learn something?
They're
not going to have any learning in the first 3 days of this week, if it turns out that they actually have officially shut down these schools. Yep. Heat forces school closures. Affected schools include Clara Barton, Horace Mann, Lewis and Clark, McKinley, and Roosevelt. Teddy would be miffed, because he was a very, very sturdy man and could endure the heat. Anyway,
I feel like this is a good idea, though. You might be onto something.
You know, the really light mist. There's a couple of places, I think is at one of the zoos in down in the Twin Cities. It's got a very, very light, light mist. Water squirting out, and it is really comfortable. Get that on the skin, and, you know, 95 degrees, pretty nice.
They've used those for years at, well, you can get those misters for your patio deck, or they've had them for sports teams, for dugouts and things like that for quite a while. Maybe you could put those up in the classroom.
Well, that would be fun. I think it'd be nice, and of course, you know, we could have squirt gun contests, which we used to have anyway. But we could actually sanction them, and I don't think anybody ever got pneumonia from a squirt gun fight. Oh, we have John from Grand Forks is going to be talking about school closing. Welcome to the program, sir.
Yeah, if I lose you, it's because I'm out of Devil's Lake and poor reception. You know, of course, you know, elementary school, 1950, so, you know, life was simple. Nobody had air conditioning. We never took off for hot day in school because we didn't have air in our cars. We didn't have air at home. No matter where you were, you're going to be hot anyway. But one thing I've always thought back on, all of us kids came from families that had dairy farms at that time. And we always took a bath once a week. And you had to share the water, too. I don't know why, because we had a well. But I've often thought over the years, all these little kids that took a bath once a week and in that heat, I wonder what those poor teachers went through. We must have all stunk, but we didn't know it because we all smelled the same.
And you all came out of the barns, and I remember one kid that didn't even change shoes when he came to school. He got on the bus, and he'd been out in the barn, and he had manure all over his shoes. And apparently the kid was so poor, they had to buy him some shoes, but we finally fixed it. But it was kind of stinky. I was a town kid at the time, and we noticed some of our fine friends from the country. Thanks a lot, John. Yeah, in the good old days, we didn't have air conditioning. Back with some sports in just a few minutes, and on this preview of What's On Your Mind with...
...that asks a very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
The Bakken is buzzing about Drill and Dry Absorbents from Green Technologies. Green Technologies is the exclusive distributor of Drill and Dry, a product that can save you time and save you money in the oil patch. It is the best all-natural absorbent product specifically produced for oil field applications. Drill and Dry from Green Technologies. Find out more at gtmwt.com. That's their website, gtmwt.com, or call 855-246-4312. It's a fine-grade product with unique properties made as an efficient absorbent commonly used for oil and water cleanup, spills, and other environmental remediation. And the high absorption results in rapid drill bit cuttings drying. High internal void volume results in savings up to 30%, too. Drill and Dry, the best all-natural absorbent specifically produced for oil field applications. Green Technologies is the place to get Drill and Dry. Call 855-246-4312 or online at gtmwt.com.
Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment, Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
The preview program of 6 hours in a row between Scott Hannon and Steve Bakken and I, Mark the Freedom Poet, spend on AM 1100 The Flag in Tioga, KTGO, but also Scott from 9 to 11 is on a whole other list of programs, stations, including K-Fire and Minot and Dickinson, and the What's on Your Mind show, and where it's people can call in literally and talk about anything. And they'll have guests and talk about when we should have schools. Kind of interesting, this controversy about having school start after Labor Day. And now we're having so much heat that the irony is some of the schools are closed anyway. So pretty interesting times. We do have a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms before 11 p.m. tonight in the Fargo area. Looks like it's going to be really hot, high in the 90s today, tomorrow, and Wednesday. Mostly clear Tuesday night. But we do have a chance even for showers this afternoon. Tioga looks like partly sunny, highs near 90. Isolated showers tonight and sunny in the 90s again tomorrow. Got a chance of showers Wednesday, 30% chance. And then Wednesday night, 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms. We're all hoping that those chances improve, but, you know, 40, 50% chance are pretty good shots. This is a time when we look at sports, and I had the great fun to go to the Red Hawks game with my producer, Aaron. We had it started out kind of sad because in the first inning, the Red Hawks gave up 4 runs, and I said, oh, no. And we had these great seats. The ones that we give away here, folks, are just 4 rows up from behind the, you know, from the field. It's just great. And the closeness, you'd have to pay a lot of money for tickets like that in down at the Twins or something. But we have a wonderful team, great defense, and then the pitchers just threw up zeros for the rest of the whole game. Then pretty soon the Red Hawks started popping in the seventh and eighth inning, a couple of home runs. And lo and behold, come back to win 5-4. Now, the Red Hawks, the magic number was 1, which means any combination of the team that's right behind them, of losses or wins for them, that would be, of course, Winnipeg, because they're 6 games ahead, would mean that they have a guaranteed shot at the playoffs. Well, so then Friday, Saturday and Sunday, the Red Hawks lost both of the games, and so the magic number is still 1 with 7 games to play. So come on, Red Hawks, wrap up the deal. Get ready for the playoffs. An amazing World Series occurred in Williston, 13-year-old Babe Ruth. I was pretty impressed. And when I saw the team that gave the eventual champs the hardest run, Niskayuna of New York, lost to El Segundo 3-2. That's very cool because they only beat the Grand Forks team. I'm talking about Niskayuna. They only beat the Grand Forks team by 2 points. Lawrenceburg beat Coventry to play El Segundo for the big championship. And boom, El Segundo won 11-1. They pounded through the whole playoffs, and they were undefeated from beginning to end. And we even had a commentator that was with us on the radio talking about this whole thing and said that El Segundo was really the team to beat, proved to be. Imagine they beat the number two team 11-1 for the World Series championship. And El Segundo, you know, that's where Fred Sanford had his junkyard. Now, what did you feel about the 49ers and the Vikings? Remember now, the 49ers were in the Super Bowl last season, and Kaepernick looked really pretty stout. It started out kind of weak, but then six straight completions, the 49ers ran back a kickoff all the way. Ponder looked pretty doggone good. He had two series. Looked good. Did have one deflected, well, one interception, but his receiver just stopped, stopped, and you know the ball went where he should have gone if he'd just continued the pattern. But Ponder was 17 for 23, really looked viable, and they didn't use, well, they kind of used Peterson for one play for 4 yards, but that, you know, that was it. See, we're not realistic until we have Peterson on the field, because they can absolutely put what they call eight people in the box, or they can blitz unmercifully. And I thought Ponder's feet were dancing and quick. He rushed for some yards. He got 20 yards rushing on four times that he broke away out of a contested pocket. I have more hope. Another very interesting thing, a touchdown was scored by Webb. He is very athletic. He went into the end zone, went up and contended, very strong, athletic, and captured a teardrop pass from Ponder. And Burton was 3 for 31. He was the guy that stopped on his route and caused the interception. Carlson got 3, Jennings 2 for 24, and Simpson 2 for 24. Ford 2 for 23. So Gephardt 2 for 11. Even another thing, another charge that's been laid at the feet of Ponder is that his completions were the smallest, you know, just like 6 yards, or not very, very lengthy on his completions. So that was another thing that looked good. Looking forward to the regular season getting started soon. And it must not have been a major tournament, because Tiger Woods almost won another one. He is, on paper, by far number one in the world as far as points accrued. Came in second, won $528,000, but he was beaten by one stroke by Scott, who got $1,440,000 for playing 4 rounds of golf. But it's very amazing to watch this saga, this psychodrama of Obama. Just amazing. I call him Obama. Obama likes Tiger. Forgive me, I got Obama on my mind. The twins couldn't have frustrated me more than if they tried yesterday. The Cleveland team had 4 errors. The Twins gave up 8 walks. We had 13 men on base, all kinds of opportunities. It was 1-0 until finally Cleveland broke through and beat us 3-1. So we had a road trip with Detroit and Cleveland. We could have won several of the games and ended up 3-3 against the two best teams in our league. That was decent, you know. The Twins, they're pitching. Pelfrey actually really looked good except for the walks. He'd walk people, and then he'd get his act together. So their magic number is like 20. They're 16 games behind, and you know, 35 games left or something like that. Very, very frustrating. But on Friday, Herman had managed to hit a couple of doubles, and they won a great big game then. And they, you know, they're plucky. They're hanging in there, and they're doing this last stint without Joe Mauer, who got whacked on the head one too many times, got a concussion. A lot of danger being a catcher. They get so beat up. That's why Maurer is so amazing. He continues to bat. Most catchers have so much strain and injuries and contusions and stress on their legs, they just lose their ability to hit the baseball very good, in especially August and September. You know, and I hope you folks get a chance to see Maurer if you haven't, and that stadium is so beautiful there. Anyway, we've shown some real improvement from last. The last 2 years were utterly doggish. Lost 96 games last year and 99 the years before. So we have something to look forward to. They got a lot of young nucleus that looks pretty solid. I hope they re-sign Morneau to a contract. Something else happened. Had fans running around on the field during the game out there in San Francisco, running around and interrupting the game, giving everybody extra little breathing opportunity to settle down and breathe deeply. And police grabbed them and took them off the field. And I think in most places you go to jail when you do stuff like that. So that's probably not the best sport of all. How do you feel, folks, about all of the energy we spend on sports in this country? You know, I love sports and talk about it just about every day, but I heard a preacher on Sunday talk about LeBron James. How many know LeBron James? And there's probably 1,500 people in this church in the Twin Cities where my daughter goes and sings in the praise and worship group. And everybody knew LeBron James. How many people know Tom Cotton? How many people know in Minnesota know Maurer and Morneau? And there's people that can name our third string quarterback on the Vikings, Webb. Think about all of the athletes you know, and you know stuff about them. You don't just know something transient. Tom Cotton is running for the United States Senate. And he's a good guy from Arkansas. He's a Republican trying one of the heroes that hopes to unseat to give Harry Reid a vacation from being majority leader of the Senate and doing such havoc on the American medical system. That's more damage has been done to the American medical system by Obama, Nancy Pelosi, and Harry Reid than anything else in the history of mankind. It's just unbelievable how horrible this bill is. The point is this, folks, it's really important that you start to understand these 33 Senate races and start to look, who are they? Because this game is so much bigger than baseball and football and basketball. It's the biggest game in the world. The political game in the United States in 2014. Do you know who Larry Roden is? Some of you might know who Liz Cheney is. At least you remember the last name. She's running for the United States Senate in Wyoming. What a bulldog to have her there. Baucus left. He's one of the guys that helped sign Obamacare. He actually helped draft it, and now he calls it a train wreck. So he stepped out of the Senate. So Montana, a very red state, is contending, trying to field the best possible candidate. So folks, try to think about your priorities a little bit. We're going to be back with the final segment of the preview show and what's on your mind and the common sense in just a minute.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Bakken Bruce. He's the guy you want to call if you have a problem in the Bakken. I'm talking about Bruce Anker at Legacy Steel Buildings. They're the industry leader in providing superior quality service and durability at great prices, and I've heard the story over and over and over again. Scott, thanks for the tip. Glad you sent us to Bruce. Can't believe the deal we're getting. Oh, incredible. We'll never build another building with anybody ever again. That's what they tell me. And you know what? Even if you never end up buying a thing from Bruce and the team at Legacy Steel Buildings, it'll be worth the time to learn a little bit about solving problems in the Bakken. That's why I call him Bakken Bruce, because I tell you, he can solve problems. Bruce and his brother Wayne Anker have Legacy Steel Buildings. It's a great, great story. They've been building buildings for generations all throughout the Upper Midwest. Call this number, 800-237-9620. 800-237-9620. Ask for Bakken Bruce at Legacy Steel Buildings. Hey, Scott Hillen, with a word about longevity and some research that led me to this company. Research that suggests the soils we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and to be healthy. Connect that with the best vitamin and mineral company out there, and you're going to find longevity. The longevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need. Now, once you have that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. Lose weight in a short period of time simply by getting the vitamins and minerals you need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. FlagFamily.com longevity link is the place you can start. Order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement and get started with longevity. You've heard the ads. You've heard the research. Now it's time to begin anew. FlagFamily.com longevity link.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you helped eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new just-in-case pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Folks, do you have a dream?
In Christ alone.
50 years ago, just about, Dr. Martin Luther King had a nonviolent dream.
My soul.
All kinds of powerful remarks. One that's quoted in the USA Today is, "Let freedom ring," he cried, "from the prodigious hilltops of New Hampshire, the mighty mountains of New York, the heightening Alleghenies of Pennsylvania, the snow-capped Rockies of Colorado, the curvaceous slopes of California. Let freedom ring." I heard him speak at a Luther Lee convention in 1962. 1962 in Florida, and he said, "We don't want to be your brother-in-law, just your brother." Now think about what was going on then. I commented in the first segment of this preview show, the What's on Your Mind program, where everybody is the star, and that number, by the way, 701-258-0558, enables you to talk to Scott Hennen or Steve Bakken. That show is going to be going on 5 different stations, the biggest talk program in North Dakota from 9 to 11. And then I get to start with some Common Sense Club from 11 to 2. Anyway, think about the police dogs and high-pressure fire hoses turned on women and children. You know, and I was shocked at the more passive kind of discrimination where there were just one bathroom in most venues, like most gas stations for colored people. I think it said colored. It didn't say black in those days. And men and women and colored. Same way with drinking fountains. Drinking fountains. Couldn't even. I remember when a missionary had come to our little church in northwestern Minnesota, a big black missionary, and I was so delighted to bring him a cup of water and share food with him. And, you know, it was so Minnesota, we're kind of homogenized, and we didn't have the racial conflict in back in the 50s and 60s, and it was so shocking to me. I was really, really pleased that we were able to stop the segregation. I remember I made friends with the principal of Ball High School in Seguin, Texas, in the summer of 1964, totally segregated. Black kids could not go to the white schools. And he was talking about how what a great football team they would have if they put the two teams together, you know, the white team and the black team. Later on they did, and I remember Seguin, Texas, where Texas Lutheran College was half and half and half. A third, a third, a third. Hispanic, white, and black. And an amazing town, but it had this institutionalized segregation, and it was so wrong. This man loved to hear me sing. He was one of the people that kind of encouraged me in towards a singing career. I sang in a black Tony's Steakhouse. I sang there, and me and my friend Jim were the only two white people there oftentimes. Because they think they were surprised we came there. But we just liked it. We loved the food, and we liked being there. And they liked us, and I sang and learned how to sing and in front of people. And before long, I was hitchhiking to Houston and singing. Then I want persecution because of somebody's race, creed, or color. You know, we've been having this resurgence of Nazism going on. Well, my little 4-year-old granddaughter and I went for a walk in the Twin Cities on Sunday, and there was a lady walking along who was bent over, and went up and said hello to her. We showed her a little bird's egg we'd found, and she took my granddaughter's hand and said, "Oh, boy." And she said, "My husband died a couple of months ago." She said, "I was in a concentration camp in Germany. Then I got married, and then we moved to Brazil for 15 years, kept trying to come to the United States, finally became residents and were able to come to the United States 50 years ago." Here she was in her early 90s, alone, and she had to sell her home and move into the nursing home. And I said, "Are you Jewish?" And she said, "No, I'm Christian." She said, "Hitler hated Christians too." We're having so much persecution towards Christians in this country, folks. In public school, I'm going to have a guest on the Common Sense Club in the first hour, Chaplain Klingenschmidt, who lost his job as a chaplain in the Navy because he wanted to pray in the name of Jesus. Folks, this country, political correctness has gone nuts in public schools, even in the military. And the very secret of our success, the faith of our fathers, has literally been stood on its head at a perversion of something that isn't in our Constitution. It's the myth of separation of church and state. You see, people that are atheists really hate God because it makes them feel guilty. They don't like that. They want to be unfettered little animals. And that's what Hitler was an animal. And he hated Jews and Christians. Just like the radical Muslims do, and just like the atheists do. Folks, we have to contend for biblical values in the hearts and minds of our kids and in our culture. Anyway, be ready to call. What's on your mind coming up right after this, and then at 11, Common Sense Club. Thanks for listening.
Scott and Steve will be right back with What's on Your Mind. Call now, 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
Soybean cyst nematode, or SCN, is a tiny pest that is spreading across North Dakota farm fields, knocking off soybean yields and causing major crop damage. Infestations can simmer beneath the surface for years before symptoms show. The North Dakota Soybean Council and the NDSU Extension Service invite you to attend one of three field days this month that will focus on how to test for and manage SCN. On August 27th, we will be in Lemoore County, 1/4 mile north and 1 mile west of Verona, next to Pilgrim's Rest Cemetery. On August 28th, we will be in Richland County, 1/2 mile east of Highway 127 on County Road 11, east of Fairmont. On August 29th, we will be in Cass County, halfway between Arthur and Hunter, 2 miles west of Highway 18 on County Road 26. All field days start at 9:30 a.m. with lunch to follow.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology. Trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.